Okay, we are on today's Daf Vav. We're on Daf Hey Amid Beis. One, two, three, four lines from the bottom of Asi. So Asi Kari Megillah Behutzal. Asi read the Megillah in Hutzal, Be'arbesar Ubechamesar, on the 14th and on the 15th. Why? Misapkale, because he had a suffix. Okay. Misapkale, he had a suffix. Imu kefes chamu mimos Yeshua ben Nun hu ilo. If it had a wall around the city from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun or not. He wasn't sure, and therefore he read it on both days. Misafik. The Zemachlokes, if this Hutzal is in Eretz Yisrael or not. So are we showing on that hold that this Hutzal is not in Eretz Yisrael, it's in Chutz La'aretz, and the rule about walled cities apply even if it's in Chutz La'aretz, which is a big chiddush. We weren't sure about that, but that's what the Ritva, the Raja, one of them says, that this Hutzal is even in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore there's a machlokes about that. The Mishnah Berurah says, which is very interesting, that I guess in Europe anyway, in Europe, it's certainly true that at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, nobody lived in Europe. It was uninhabited. And therefore, there's no suffix about any cities in Europe, whether or not they had walls during the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. And therefore, in Europe, there's no Shiloh. The only Shiloh could come up, possibly in the Middle East. And which was a Hutzal, even if Hutzal was a Chutz La'aretz.
How about China?
It's certainly the Middle East. I don't know about China. I don't know. That's in America, what, the Inca and the Aztec, they had walled cities? Probably not.
Chinese walls.
Probably not. But so even if they lived here in those days, or Shubin Nun's times, probably not. So I don't think Lamaisa it comes up in any cities. Maybe there are some cities in Iraq, but nobody lives there. Igadi Amri, others say, Amr of Asi, Hai Hutzal, this Hutzal. The base Binyamin Mukefes Chom and Bishua Ben Unhu. That this Hutzal was from Binyamin, which is Masha, within Eretz Yisrael, and it did have a walled city from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun. Fine. Amar of Yochanan, said, Ki Havina Talia, when I was younger, Amina Milsa de She'el Nilasavia, there was something that I asked the elders, the Ishtakach Kavasei, they agreed with me, which was, Chamas Zut Tveria. That the name Chamas is Tveria. V'loma nikwa shmo Chamas. And why is it called Chamas if it's really Tveria? Al shem Chamei Tveria. Because of the hot springs of Tveria, which are found there, it got the nickname Chamas. Rekes zu Tzipori. Rekes is really the city of Tzipori. V'loma nikwa shmo Rekes. So why is it called Rekes if it's really Tzipori? Mishum de medalia kikarta de nahara. Because it rested, the city rested on the banks of the river. Karta is a bank. It was up on a high place, so therefore it got the name Rekes. Kineres, the Kineres, Ze Gnoser, that is Gnoser. Velama Nikra Shma Kineres, why is it called Kineres if it's really Gnoser? De Mesiki Pera, because its fruit are sweet. Kikala de Kinri, like the sound of a harp. And I saw that we're comparing the taste of a fruit to the sound of a harp. We're comparing sight to sound. And the answer is yes, we can do such a thing. The pasuk says, Vro kol ame ha'aretz, kishem Hashem hanikra elecha. The Tashbait says. So we're saying, Vro, the whole nation's going to see. And then we say, Nikra, that they're hearing it. So you have such a thing where you can compare the taste to the sound. The Amar Rava, Mi Ika Lamanda Amar Rekes Lav Tveriyahi, but is there anybody who says that Rekes is not Tveriyah? Vahaki Shachev Inish Hacha, when somebody would die here in Bavel, Hasam, there, in Eretz Yisrael, in Tveriyah, Safri Lehachi, Safdi Lehachi, they would make a hesped as follows. Hachi Gadalhu Shebesheshach, he was a great man of Bavel. Rashi says, Sheshach is Bavel without Bash. So the great man over there in Bavel, Vishem Lo Bereket, and his name reached all the way to Rekes. Meaning, we heard about him over here in Rekes, and we're going to see that Rekes is Tveria. Vechimaski Arona Lohasam, if they were actually burying the person here in Tveria, meaning they were actually bringing the Aron here, then there was a different, a more Chash of Hespid. They would say, Safti Lehachi, Ohavai, Sridim Yoshvei Rekes. The lovers of the Sridim means the Jewish people. The ones that dwelled in Rekes. Tzu v'kiblu harugi Omek. Go kill the one who died in Omek in the valley, meaning in Bavel. Right, Bavel is considered the valley. So go. So you see that it's called Tveria. And more, one more story. Kinoach nafshe de Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira died, pasach alei hahu savdana, the person who was giving the hesped said the following. Eretz Shinar Hara V'yolda. The land of Shinar was where Rabbi Zeira was conceived and was where he was born. Meaning he grew up over there in Bavel. But Eretz Tzvi Gidlo Shashu'eha. But in Eretz Tzvi, Tzvi means a deer, but it also means the choicest. Why is it? Why is Eretz Yisrael called the choicest? Because, why is it called Tzvi? Why is it Lashon Tzvi? So there's two reasons. One, because when you take the skin off a deer, you can't get it back on. It becomes too small. So even though it's too small, it did fit. So even though Eretz Yisrael is tiny, it fits everybody. Everybody could fit in there. Everybody could live there. That's one reason. Also, another pshat, because a deer is very light and very swift, and the crops of Eretz Yisrael are very light and very swift. They grow very, very quickly. That's called Eretz Tzvi. Anyway, and the Shashu'eha is the delights. So this delightful person ended up living here in Eretz Yisrael. Oino la omru rekes. Now woe is to us, the city of Rekes, ki avda kli chemdasa. We lost our kli chemda. We lost our treasure. We lost Reb Zeira. We're going to have a story about Reb Zeira tomorrow. So, you see anyway that this is Tveria. Ela amar Rava. So Rava or Rava. It's a girsa over here. Chamas zu chame gror. The word chamas is an allusion to the hot springs of Gror. Rekes zu Tveria. Rekes is Tveria. Kineres zu Genesar. The only thing we changed was Tveria and chamas. V'lama nikra shma Rekes. So why is it called Rekes? Why is it called Rekes? Shafilu rekonin sheba malei in mitzvahs kerimon. Because even the empty ones of the city are full of mitzvot like a rimon. That's why it's called Rekes. So if that's true, if they're full of mitzvot, so then why are they called empty ones? They're full of mitzvot. Right? So the Baruch Diskin says, because the only mitzvah that they're so we're talking about people that are not such good people, but they're climbing up the ladder to good. So the Baruch Diskin says, difficult to understand this, he says that people, that they're full of charata. Someone who's in Russia is full of charata, just a lot of regret. So all he's doing is trying to get rid of that regret. So he's full of mitzvah, he's full of tshuva, but it's like the Sur Meirav, we didn't get to the Asei Tov yet. So he's got to climb up that ladder and others say he's got to climb up that ladder, but he's not really fully there yet. He's still, in some sense, an empty person. I saw another pshat from Rav David Pivarsky. He says similar that the seeds of a pomegranate are all separated by some chaff. Is that yellow stuff that separates each seed? So even though you have a lot of mitzvot like a rimon, like the seeds, they haven't been connected yet. There's no hashlama yet. There hasn't been you haven't been mashlam yourself yet to make it one beautiful person. So you still have a ways to go. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rekes Shema. It's called Rekes. V'lama nikra Shema Tveria. Why is it called Tveria? Sheyoshev es b'tibura shel Eretz Yisrael. Because Tveria is situated in the navel of Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yaakov Emden says, which was bothering me right away, even though we know that Tveria was named after the Emperor Tiberius. It was named after him. Even though that's true, Rebecca Hernan says, the Gemara is still trying to find some kind of allusion, some kind of limud from the name Tveria. Why is Tveria so special? Anyone who's been there sees what kind of holy city. Like in the tour guide say, it's the third holiest city after Jerusalem and after Hebron, after Tveria. So where did Tveria get special from? Not in the Torah. I'm not sure I have an answer to this question. Well, in two more lines, we'll try to answer it.
Is it in the north?
It's in the north.
But it says you're in the center.
Well, so that's a whole discussion, what that means. So we say Yerushalayim is the center of the world, and Tveria is the center of Israel. It's the center of Tibur Shel Eretz Yisrael. How do you get that? If the border is way, way, way up north, which is what we hold it is, then Tveria could be in the center. It's a hard line. But again, why is Tveria so special? The Rambam's buried, all these Gedolim, the Tanoim are there. What are they doing there? What made Tveria so special? So we'll have three answers in a minute. Now, Rava or Rabba Amar, Rekes Shema, it's really Rekes, V'lamanikwa Shema Tveria, why is it called Tveria? Shetova Riasa, because it's beautiful in appearance. Tosfos says, in what way? It has a lot of Gonos Upardesim. has a lot of gardens and orchards. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's why Tiberi is so special. You have a place where it's so beautiful, and there's still good people. There's so much taiva, there's so much yetzahara to not be good. But yet they conquered that, and they're such good people, it became a very holy place. It became a very special place. So I think the Chida says that, I'm sorry, the Maharam, the Marsham says that Tiberi is one of the entrances to Gehenim. We know, we learned that. So you're on your best behavior when you're at the entrance of Gehenim. And the Pesach Inayim says that there's a Gemara that says that people of Tiberia kept Shabbos very, very carefully because it's in a valley and the sun set there before it set elsewhere. So very, very makbid on Shabbos. So B'zchus Shabbos, it became a special place. Again, it's a very special place. People that have been there, you could sense the specialness. Not exactly sure how that developed. Like what made all of a sudden people go up there? The Sanhedrin did go nearby up in the north. It went to Tzipori and other places. I don't know if it ever went Dafka to Tver. I don't think it did. But anyway, it's a special place. Next. Amar Zeira. Zeira said, Kitron Zet Tzipori. Kitron is Tzipori. V'lama Nikwa Shema Tzipori. Why is it called Tzipori? Sheyosheves Berosha Har Kitzipar. Because it sits on the top of a mountain, just like a bird sits up high, perched. The Kitron Tzipori, who? Kitron is Tzipori? That doesn't make any sense. For Kitron, Bechelko Shel Zevulun, who? Kitron, we know, is in the portion of Zevulun. The Dixiv, like it says, Zevulun Lohorish at Yoshe Kitron. Zevulun never drove out the inhabitants of Kitron. They let them stay there. That's Yoshe Nahalol, or the inhabitants of that city. And what they do, the Pasuk continues, they made them pay taxes. So Zevulun never threw them out. What do you see? It's in Zevulun's portion. And we're going to say, and one more line, V'zevulun misram al-midosav haya. Zevulun was upset about its portion in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is going to ask, how could Zevulun have been upset about Tzipori? That doesn't make any sense. Tzipori is so wonderful. So we're going to ask Kasha on about Zevulun. But before we do that, we have a whole tangent about Zevulun. Shenemar, because it says, Zevulun am choref nafsho lamus. Zevulun shamed itself to the point of wanting to die. Of almost like dying. And the pasuk there continues that V'naftali al merome sadeh. Right? Zevulun am cheriv nashal amos V'naftali al merome sadeh. But Naftali had the heights, the fields. So what does one thing have to do with the other? They were jealous of Naftali's portion. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Ma'atam, why? Why were they so ashamed that they were going to die? Why were they so upset? Mishum, the Naftali al merome sadeh. Because Naftali got these beautiful fields. Amar Zevulun lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zevulun said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, lachai nasata lehem sadosu kramim. To everybody else, you gave fields and vineyards. Vili nasata harim v'gvos. And to us, to Zevulun, you gave the rivers. I'm sorry, mountains and valleys. You can't work that land. Lachai, to my brothers, nasata lehem artzos, you gave land. V'li nasata yamim v'naharos, and to me you gave the rivers and the ocean. Not the ocean, the sea and the rivers. So they were complaining. Amalo, so I just saw, I'm not sure how this fits in with the answer, but the Chassam Sofer says, well, what Zevulun was complaining about was, Zevulun was complaining that every other Shevet had worked the fields. But when you work the fields, there's a lot of downtime. So they were able to learn. Zevulun wasn't able to learn because they had no fields, they had bad land, so they had to go become merchants, right? So they're supporting Yisachar. But Zevulun was complaining, listen to this complaint, we can't learn ourselves. We're just supporters. We want to do some learning by ourselves. It's not fair. Everybody else able to learn by themselves. We just don't want to be the supporters. We want to be the learners. Something. They're never around. So the Chavetz Chaim has a mashal that a person is sick. So he takes the medicine. He says to the doctor, Doc, that medicine is so awful. You know what? Let somebody else take it for me. He'll take it for me and I'll get better. So that's obviously crazy. That's ridiculous. But Torah doesn't work that way. Torah, someone else can learn for you and it'll work. It'll work. It's the godless of a support. Right? All the fundraisers always use that line. It's the supporter. It supports you. It saves you, even though you're not doing anything. So that could be it's part of the answer. The answer is going to be the chilazon. Maybe the answer is, when you're learning, you're getting schar. When you're not learning, you're not getting schar, you're not learning. But if you're supporting a learner, if you're supporting Torah, if you're supporting Yisachar, so then you're getting schar no matter what they're doing. You're out in the job. You're out in the ocean. You're trying to support them. So you get schar 24/7. So it's a little bit better milah. But otherwise, it's very difficult to understand what Zevulun's complaining about. Unless they give it a positive spin. So another exact opposite shot. They were complaining that it was so difficult for them to support Yisachar. Exact opposite. That they were happy about supporting Yisachar, but why couldn't it have been a little easier? They have to go out to the oceans and be merchants. Why couldn't they just stay home? So either way, all the Mepharshim are trying to give a positive spin to Zevulun's complaining. Anyway, Amalo, Kulam Tzrichim La'ayidei Chilazon. Don't worry about it, Zevulun. Everybody's going to need you for the Chilazon. Shenemar, Amim Har Yikru'u. All the nations, Amim, the nations will gather by the mountain. The Sefune Temune Chol. Sefune is the concealed, Temune is the hidden, Chol is the sand. And the hidden concealed things in the sand. What is that? Tani Rabbi Yosef, Sefune Ze Chilazon. The Sefune is the Chilazon. The concealed thing is the Chilazon. Temune, the Temune is Ze Taris, which Rashi says is a tuna, a fish. And Chol Ze Zechuches Levana. It's some white. White glass. It's very interesting that pasuk that Hamim Har Yikru'u is that there's a medrash that says that at a certain point Zevulun would never accept Gerim because they were so wealthy and they were so happy that people were suspecting the Zevulun was suspecting Gerim of wanting to be rich. Zevulun's got it all. So the pasuk says Hamim Har Yikru'u, the nations would come. Hey, Zevulun, accept us. So the woman would say, "Sham yizbechu zivchei tzedek. Go to the Beis Hamikdash. Go to the Beis Hamikdash. Go to Sanhedrin. Let them accept you. We don't accept gerim." So the same thing with Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech's time, they wouldn't accept gerim because there was so much bounty. People were suspecting the motives. So the woman was the same way. Anyway, Amalafan of Yibonah Shalom. Me Modiani. Who's going to support? How am I going to make sure that people are going to pay me and pay for the chilazon? How am I going to make sure that's going to happen? Maybe just people are going to take it. Amalo, no. Sham yizbechu zivchei tzedek. The zivchei tzedek are mentioned in that pasuk. Simen zeh yehei lecha, kol hanotel mumcha b'lo damim. Whoever will take it without paying, eino mol b'paramakti yoshuol klum. It's not going to help them at all. It's only going to hurt them. It's not going to happen.
What was he complaining about if he can make these beautiful white glasses?
So that's what we said. He was upset that his land was very hard. He didn't have easy fields to plant crops like everybody else.
Well, he didn't have to plant if he was able to make these
So that's why some say that this pasuk of the complaining, the machlok, when did this complaining happen? So this pasuk is in Shoftim. It's in the Shiras Devora. So till then they didn't complain. And once during the war they went to Naphtali and they saw Naphtali, then they got all jealous? Or is this an old complaint even when Yoshua Ben Nun's time? And Devora, it's just a Nevuah. And Devora is mentioning this is what happened then. It's a machlokes. It's hard to think, if we're giving it this positive spin, it's hard to think that they waited until Devorah to make the complaint.
Even in Berachas Yaakov.
Right, it was given to them even in Berachas Yaakov. What does it say in Berachas?
It's about the sea.
Right, something about the sea, right. No, you're right. But when did this story happen? The Zevulun and Zeta Hashem were upset. I don't know. Now, we didn't ask the question yet. V'isal k'daitach kitron zetzipori. And if kitron is tzipori, am I Mr. Amal Midosov? Why were they so upset? Vaha Havi Tipori Milsada Di Fatuva. Tzipori was fantastic. Can't complain about Tipori. Vichi Tema Delesbe Zavas Chavu Dvash. And if you want to tell me that this area, Zevulun's land, lacked Zavas Chavu Dvash, a land flowing of milk and honey, which most say is goat milk. Because the goats and so if that's what you're complaining about, from Rish Lakish, Ludidi Chazili Zalvas Chalvu Dvash, the Tzipori. I saw the Zalvas Chalvu Dvash in Tzipori. For have a shisha asar mil, a shisha asar mil, and it was 16 mil by 16 mil. So one of the Mepharshim says the words Zalvas Chalvu Dvash appear 16 times in the Torah. The Baal Turim says so. Rish Lakish is alluding to that, the 16 mil. I don't know if he knew if he. It was a surveyor, but it's an allusion to the 16 times that Zavitz Chalav Dvash is mentioned. And it's certainly there. V'chitema delo nefisha dida kida'achua. And if you say that Zvulun was upset because he didn't get to the same level as the rest of the brothers, as the rest of the Shvatim, v'amar rabba bar barachan amar b'yochanan, v'lididi chazili zavaz chol v'dvash tachol arad Yisrael. I saw the zavaz chol v'dvash of everybody. V'havya kimibeni kubi ad akra de turul batni. Esrin, from these places, Esrin v'tartin parsi urcha, 22 parsa long, upusya shisa parsi, and 6 parsa wide. So what do you mean? They had zavas chol v'dvash just like everybody else. So the Gemara answers, afilu hachi sados ukramim adifale. They still wanted the fields. You're right, they had the chilazon, they had white glass, they had tuna, they still wanted the fields. Why? Like what we said, we try to give it a positive reason why they wanted the fields. Dekonami diksiv v'naftali al merome sada. Shema mina. The proof is, because in the pasuk where it says that Zevulun complained, it says v'naftali al merome sada. And Naftali had good fields. So you see, that's what they were complaining about. Fine. Amar Rabbi Avo. More darshaning on Sukkim. Ekron, the Ekron ti'oker. And Ekron will be uprooted. Ze Kisri bas Edom. This is Kisri, the Caesar, the daughter of Edom, meaning it's Rome. Some say, what do you mean, Ekron is one of the towns of the Pelishtim? So some say, the answer is that Edom conquered it. So it became known as, it became called, it's under the jurisdiction of Edom. Shehi Yoshev is Ben HaCholos, because they dwell in the sand. Vehi Haisi Yesed Tekul Yisrael, they were a constant source of trouble for the Bnei Yisrael. Bimei Yevonim, during the times of the Greeks. Ukishe Gavra Malchus Beis Chashmonoi V'Nitzchom, and when the Chashmonoim conquered them, Hayukorin Oso Achidos Migdal Shir. They called it the Conquered Tower of Shir. Conquered Tower. Okay. Amar of Yosi Bar Chinina Mai Dechsiv. That which it says in the Pasuk. Vahasi Rosi Damav Mipiv. I'll remove the blood from my mouth. Vashakutsav Mibain Shinov. And the Shekets, the disgusting thing from in between my teeth. Vinishar Gamhu Lelokenu. So, and I'll be left with Hashem. Vahasi Rosi Damav Mipiv Zebez Bamya. This is one of the houses of worship of the Romans. Shalahen. For Shakutza Bibain Shinov and the Shkatzim, the creepy crawly, the disgusting things from between the teeth. What does that mean? Zebes Gali Shalahen, another kind of idol. Vinisha Gamhu Lelokenu, and will remain with God. What does that mean? Elubate Kriyasiyosubate Midrashos. These are the shuls and the yeshivas and the Beis HaMedrashes. Shebe Edom that are in Rome. Right. So what does that mean? That means that Edom will have a downfall, and the filth of Edom will be replaced with the yeshivas and the shuls that are in Rome. V'haya ka'aluf b'Yehuda v'Ekron k'Yevusi, and the aluf, the chief of Yehuda and Ekron like a Yevusi. What does that mean? Elu tartios v'karkasios. These are the theaters, and karkasios are the circuses. These are the houses of entertainment of the Romans, Shebe Edom, Shasidin Sari Yehuda Lulma Bevent Torah Rabim. Those places will be converted to places of Torah. This is one of the big halachic discussions about can you convert a church or even a mosque into a shul. Okay, you see, they're taking these Beis Avodah Zarah. So some say that what went on in these places. Certainly there was a Avodah Zarah going on, whether it's a circus or some kind of temple, whatever it was, there was certainly a Avodah Zarah going on, and they're going to change it into yeshivas and into shuls. So of all places, they couldn't find anywhere else to make a shul. They have to Bedafka make it in these. It looks like it's going to happen. Not that there's no other property around. It's like the rundown church will buy that and we'll convert it to a shul. It looks like they're going to go out of their way to make these places holy. So it's a whole discussion. Like what's the message for us? That there's a Gemara there that when the Romans, Hashem's going to tell the Romans, you know, you people were horrible. You built Avodah Zarah for yourself. You built markets for yourself. So what do you mean? We only built it for the Jews, right? We didn't do it for ourselves. And Hashem's going to say you're a liar. So what does that mean? They're going to fool Hashem. So no, this Gemara is part of an answer that there's going to be some kind of kiyum of us taking over their places. Fine. Next, Amar Yitzchak Leshem, the town of Leshem, Zu Pamyas. That's Pamyas. Ekron to Oker. And again, the same pasuk. Ekron will be uprooted. Zeh Kisri bas Edom. That's Kisri, the daughter of Edom. She haisa metropolin shal malachim. It was the metropolin, the big city of the kings. Rashi says, Matra is mother, and Poland is officers, so it was like the mother of the town of the officers, right? Towns are always called feminine. That's why you have the outskirts, right? Because the skirt was the protection of the woman, and the outskirts is the outside that protection. It's always called by the female. Ikadi Amri, Demar Biba Malchi, some say that's where they used to raise the kings. Ikadi Amri Demokmi Mine Malchi, that's where they anointed the kings, either way. Fine. Kisvi v'Yerushalayim, you have Rome and Yerushalayim. Im Yomalach Edom, if Yomalach Adam, I'm sorry, if somebody will tell you, Charbo Shtehen, both Edom and Yerushalayim are destroyed, Al Tamen, don't believe it. Yeshu Shtehen, they're both settled, they're both alive and well, Al Tamen, don't believe it. Charba Kisvi v'Yoshev Yerushalayim, right, Rome is destroyed and Yerushalayim is built, or Charva Yerushalayim v'Yoshva Kisvi, or the other way around, Tamin, that you can believe. Shenemar, like it says, I think this is in Cheskel, Imalei ha-chureva. Imalei azu, if this one's full, the other one's going to be destroyed. Imalei azu, chureva azu. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, from the pasuk of, in Parshas Toldos, Ulaom ulom yematz. Right, one will always be higher than the other. Esav and Yaakov. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, Mai dechziv, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Yuchan Rasha Ba'lamad Tzedek. Yuchan Rasha, give favor, give chain to the Rasha. It's a question. Ba'lamad Chesed, doesn't he learn Chesed? So what's that pasuk mean? Amar Yitzchak lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Yuchan Esav. Why don't you give some chain, give some grace to Esav? Amar lo, Rasha Hu, he's a Rasha. Amar lo, Ba'lamad Tzedek, can he be taught Tzedek? After all, he grew up in my house. Amalo, the Eretz Nechochas Ya'aval, which is a reference to, he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash one day. How can I give him chain? Amalo, im kain, bal yirei ne'geus Hashem. Then Hashem, don't show any favoritism to him at all. So this is a big question. When did this story happen? It's before Yitzchak gave the brachos? Because it says in black and white that Hashem says to Yitzchak, Esav is a Rasha. So when did this story happen? And Yitzchak still gave him the brachas? It's hard to fit this in. And if it's afterwards, then what's Yitzchak saying? Give him chayin? It must be, we all think anyway, that when Yitzchak, after Yaakov took the brachas, we all think, maybe it's not true, but we all think, that Yitzchak woke up and said, oh man, was I wrong? So now what's the story? What's the story? So I don't know. When did the story happen? And he thought, I don't know. It's just very interesting that Yitzchak says, Baal Lama Tzedek. Right? Can he be taught? So first of all, he grew up in Yitzchak and Rivka's house. So Rav Shimon bar Falhirsch says, how could it be that Yitzchak, that Esav went bad? How did that happen? He grew up in Yitzchak and Rivka's house? How did that happen? So Rav Shimon bar Falhirsch says, like, very sharp. He says, because Yitzchak and Rivka trained Esav in the same way they trained Yaakov. Went to the same yeshiva, same classes, same Rebbe, same everything. And when you see kids that are totally different like that, you got to know your kids. Not every kid belongs everywhere. Not every kid can be you can't treat all kids the same. And that was a mistake. A mistake. It was obviously good intentions. I'm talking about Yitzchak and Rivka here, but they had to see that Esav was not Yaakov, and they couldn't be brought up the same exact way. Anyway, so it's very difficult. When did this story happen? I don't know. It could be, a mashal or a lean, but not necessarily an actual story.
But there's usually the contrast to the story with Yitzchak when Hashem wanted to punish
him. Right, and Yitzchak didn't want to come.
Right,
Yitzchak didn't want to always.
He gave up. Yeah.
Right, very interesting, I know. Rav of Yitzchak, my dechsiv, this is the famous line here. Al titain Hashem me'ave rasha. Hashem, don't give the wicked the desires of their heart. Zamamu al tefik yerumu sela. Don't remove the bit. Like the bit that watches an animal, that's on an animal, it sort of subdues the animal. Don't remove that. Amar Yaakov of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Al Titein LeEsav HaRasha Tavas Libo. Don't give Esav the desires of his heart. Zamamo Al Tefek Bo. The bit that's on his mouth, don't remove that. Zed Germamia. This is a reference to Germamia Shel Edom. Rashi says, Shem Malchus, it's the name of a Malchus. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Vilna Gaon say this is Germany. Don't remove that. Why? Shel Malei, because if you will, Hen Yotzin Machriven Kol Olam Kulo. They'll destroy the whole world. Va'amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Tlos Mea Kitri Taga Ika B'Germam Yishal Adam. Edom. There are 300 crown princes in Germany. Right, there are 300 crown princes in Germany. So the Rashbam and Pesachim says that whenever it says the number 300 in Shas, it's Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, 300 is Lav Dafka. Right? Listen to this. This is from The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shirer. Page 121 in the old printing. By the end of the Middle Ages, which had seen Britain and France emerge as unified nations, Germany remained a crazy patchwork of some 300 individual states. Now I'm reading from the Columbia Viking Desk Encyclopedia from 1964, page 814. He's talking about the peace after the 30 Years' War. The Peace of Westphalia, which ended the 30 Years' War, dissolved the empire in all but its name. Some 300 princes obtained virtual sovereignty, limited only by the vague provisions forbidding alliances, blah, blah, blah. And in the Hebrew Encyclopedia, under the entrance of Germany, it says as follows. The political disintegration of Germany had far-reaching economic effects. 300 princedoms and free cities guarded their economic autonomy fiercely. Just thought that was amazing. So Gemara sometimes knows a lot more than we give it credit for. Anyway, there were 300 of those princes. The Chamisha, the Tlasmea, Vishitin, Vechamsha, Marzvani, Ika Baromi. And there are 365 chiefs that are in Rome. Uvechol Yoma, every day, Nafik Hani La Apehani, two of them go out. Umakatel Chad Minahi, when they kill each other. The Mitridi La Ukme Malka. And they have a hard time finding a replacement. Right, so obviously the 365 alludes to the days of the year. The Sfasemet says, we know of no kingdom where this ever happened. Every day a ruler was killed. There's no such place. But it's just a mushal that the Goyim are constantly fighting and constantly, looking for power. Remember of Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, Im yomalach adam yagata v'lo matzasi. If someone says, I got there, I tried, yagati, I worked, I was yigia in Torah. I tried very hard, v'lo matzasi, but I wasn't successful. Al Tamin, don't believe him. It's not true. Lo Yagati, if you weren't successful, Umatsasi, but anyway you found it, you got Torah, Al Tamin, don't believe him. Yagati Umatsasi, Tamin. But if it was Yagati and he found it, then you can believe him.
What's the Hemshech with the previous?
Because the same person, Reb Yitzchak. Right, so first of all, if you're working for something, why is it called a Metzia? Why is it called a find? Right? Why is it called a find? You worked for it. You didn't walk down the street and you saw the Torah there. You killed yourself. That's why it's called a find. So there's two answers. The Shevet Sofer says, I don't know who that is, but he says that, let's say you work on something, you work on a pshat, you're working on Torah and you just can't figure it out. And then all of a sudden you walk down the street and it hits you like a ton of bricks. So it's like a find. It's not. You worked for it, but the result came later. It's like all of a sudden it hit you. That's one pshat. Then the Rosh Yosef says, because it is a find. You know why? Because when you were in the womb, you learned the whole Torah. So now you're just refinding what you already knew. So that's why it's called a find. There's a very famous Gemara here, that the fruits of Torah can't be given to you as a gift. You have to work for them. The Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, because when someone gives you a gift, buys you a car, no matter how many years you have that car, it's never really fully yours. Because it was given to you by someone else. There's always that string is attached. Always a gift is, even as someone that loves you, there's never this unconditioned, there's always something holding back that it's really fully yours. When you work for it yourself, it's yours. It's fully yours. So it's only when, that's why it can't be given as a gift. It's got to be worked for. Otherwise it will never be fully yours. What does it mean, Tamin? You can believe him. So the Imri Yemes says, Yagati umatsasi, if you look for it, Umatsasi, and you find it, Tamin, believe yourself that you found it. In other words, believe yourself. Have a little trust in yourself. Don't always second guess it. Believe yourself. Have trust yourself that what you did was worthwhile, that there's a reward for it. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so down. Give yourself a little chizuk. Fine. Anything more here? Right. Okay. Hani mili, that's only b'divrei Torah. That's only when it comes to Torah. Aval b'masu matan, but when it comes to business, that's yatuhum in Shemaya. That's up to Hashem. Right? Kill yourself. You can open the store as much as you, as long as you want. If people don't walk in, people don't walk in. That's another pshat, what they say. When it comes to the store, you'll eventually, you don't give up after the first day. You give it time, a lot of time. You invest a lot. Same thing with Torah. People come and they close the Gemara. Don't close it so fast. Give it time. And the only time that Torah is on by your own is to understand the chidude, the difficulties. Aval luukme girsa, but to remember it, again, that's yatim and shmayahu. That's up to Hashem. So you can learn, you can kill yourself, that's yours, but listen, whether people have a good memory, that's up to Hashem. Some say this is talking about what your intentions are. If your intentions are to be a big shot and to be a know-it-all, then you're going to have to work very hard. But if you want to do it because you want to know halacha and you really want to grow, then siyata d'shmaya, Hashem will help you out. Okay. The Amar Rav Yitzchak. In Re'isa Rosh Hashasah Mishnecheket Lo, if you see a person the hour smiling on him, Al Tizgarabo, don't go near that guy. Don't pause, don't start up with him. Shenemar Al Tizchar Mireim, and don't start up with the wicked. V'lo'o, not only that, El Shal Drachav Matzlichin, he'll be very Matzliach in his ways. Shenemar Yachilu Drachav Becholes, he'll be Matzliach in all his ways. V'lo'o, not only that, El Shal Zocha Badin, he will, if you take him to court, he'll win. Shenemar Maro Mishpatecha Minegdo. V'lo'o, not only that, so much, El Shiro B'Sonov, he's going to watch his enemy's downfall. Shenemar, like it says, Kol Tzururav Yafiach Bohem, all the enemies of his will fade away, meaning he's going to watch you fall. Is that true? You're allowed to be Mizgar Rishayim Ba'olam Hazeh. What do you mean Ba'olam Hazeh? In Olam Haba, you're certainly not going to be bothered them. They're certainly going to get their due. What does it mean Ba'olam Hazeh? Shenema, like it says, Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha V'shomrei Torah Yizgar Rubam. Fine. V'tanya, Rabbi Dustoy Bar Matun Omer Mutar Lizgar Rishayim Ba'olam Hazeh. You're allowed to bother Rishayim Ba'olam Hazeh. Some say it means even Al Iski Olam Hazeh. Not just on Ruchnias. Even Al Iski Olam Hazeh, you could bother them. V'yom l'chashech Adam Lomer, and if somebody whispers to you and says, Al Tizchar b'mereim, don't bother the wicked, you're going to lose. Right? The world's shining on him right now. You can't start up with him. V'al tekana ba'oshi avla. So, right? V'al tekana ba'oshi avla. Don't start up with people that have avla. Mi shalibo nakvo omar kain. Somebody only has a heart that can fight him off will say that. Ella al tischaver b'mereim lios kimereim. Don't start off with the wicked to join them. V'al tekana ba'osei avla lios ka'osei avla. Don't bother the avlas, the people that are doing avlas, to do avlas yourself. V'omer al yikani l'lucha b'chatoyim. So lo kasha han b'mili didei han b'mili d'shmaya. When can you start off with them? Goes against what I just said about Olam Hazeh. When can you start up with them about their own actions? But if it's about Shemaya, if it's about Ruchnias, then you can start up with them. V'bayseim or Havaha Demila Didei. That's only, even, you could always, we're always talking about their own actions. V'lo kasha, ha-batad ha-gamor, ha-batad she'en ha-gamor. If you're a tzad ha-gamor, you can start up with them. And if you're not a tzad ha-gamor, don't start up with them. Dam Rav Huna, Mai Dechziv, Lama Sabit, Bodim Tachrish, Bevela, Rosh, Tzadik Mimenu, Tzadik Mimenu, Bolea. Tzadik gomor ain't a boleya. Even a tzadik can be swallowed up by the rishayim if you start up with them. But a tzadik gomor cannot be swallowed up.
They're not going to change. What's the point of even?
Maybe they will change.
I've started up with it. They're Russian, Marush. What's?
Maybe they will change.
Yeah, aren't you just really?
Yeah, we've seen people do make big 360 turns. So we're right. Cool. The only thing is, we don't want you starting up with them because first of all, they're getting, you know, the point is that they're getting their due now. Hashem is being good to them now, so that he doesn't have to be good to them later. That's what we say about Rishayim. Right? He gives them Olam Hazeh, so he doesn't have to bother with them in Olam Haba. But listen, you still want people to have Olam Haba, so you start up with them a little bit. Maybe you can make an impact. Right? Now, others say, like what you said, Yoni, when the sun's shining on them, stay away. Because it's not going to be successful. Fun. Amar Ula. Ula said, this is here only to show what we said before. You'll see in a minute. Italia shall Yavon Zekrach Gadol shall Romi. The city of Italy, of Rome, was a big city. So it's Las Mea Parsi, it's Las Mea Parsi. 300 Parsa by 300 Parsa. Vieshba Shin Samache Shvakim. There were 365 markets. Kiminyan Yemos HaChama, like the days of the year. Vekatan Shebekulam shall Mochme Ofos. The smallest one sold birds. 16 mil by 16 mil. Umelech soed b'chol yom be'echad mehen. And the king was supporting everybody. If you were born, if you lived there, even if you weren't born there, you got a stipend. No tel prasmi beis hamelach, you got a stipend. And if you were born there, afapisha ain adarba, even if you didn't live there, no tel prasmi beis hamelach, you got a stipend. Veshloshes alafim beibani yeshbo, there were 300 bathhouses there. Vechameshmios chalonos malos malin ashan chutz lechoma, and there were 500 windows where the smoke went out from the bathhouses. A lot of bathhouses over there. Chutz l'choma. Tzad echad yam. One side was the ocean. Tzad echad harim. One side was mountains. V'gvos and valleys. Tzad echad mechita shel barzel. One side was a wall of iron. Tzad echad chulyas umetula. And one side was like pebbles on the beach. And what's this doing here? So this is here because we said before that when Rome is destroyed, Yerushalayim will be built. So we're gonna. This is just to let you know how great was Rome, how great Yerushalayim will be. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Now back to earth. Only for a little while. Tomorrow we're going back up there. Karas haMegillah ba'Adar Rishon. They read the Megillah ba'Adar Rishon, and then what happened was they decided they're making an Adar Sheni. Bezin decided that they have to make an Adar Sheni, so they make an Adar Sheni. Vinis Abra Hashana, and they make an Adar Sheni. So then Korin Osa ba'Adar Sheni. They have to read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni, because we're going to see why. We always want Adar Sheni, we always want Megillah read next to Nisan. Not Adar Rishon, which is next to Shvat, but Adar Sheni, which is next to Nisan. So they read, they had an Adar. After Purim, they decided to Ma'abar the year, and make another month. You have to read it again. Read Megillah again. You can be Ma'abar the Shana any time before Nisan starts. Right. So a few days after Purim, the Ma'abar the Shana, exactly. And then the Mishnah ends off. Ain bein Adar Rishon la'Adar Sheni. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Ela Kriyas haMegillah uMatanos leEvyonim. Except for Kriyas haMegillah and Matanos leEvyonim. So it's very interesting. How come there's such a din of Matanos leEvyonim on Purim? Like there's no Matanos leEvyonim on Chanukah. Why on Purim? So the Imayim says because there was a big war, and Mordechai and Esther made a rule: no one touched the spoils. So the Aniyim are like, why can't we? But we're Aniyim. What do you want from us? We can't touch the spoils. So to pay them back, we have Matanos leEvyonim. Matanos leEvyonim. We have that tomorrow. That's one of the pshatim about Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Right? That the rich are upset because they have to give tzedakah, but the poor are happy because they get tzedakah. So that's tomorrow. So right, because what? Right, so we're gonna end up saying that we might not finish it today, but we're gonna end up saying that the only thing that's different is Megillah, and for some reason Matanos leEvyonim is tied to Megillah. And Shalach Manos and Sue does not mention here. And so the Gemara says, Ha l'inyan Seder Parshios, but regarding the Dalin Parshios, right, Shkalim, Zachar, Para and Chodesh, that Zevezeh Shavin. That you can read Adar Rishon. That's not a problem. That could stay in Adar Rishon. So the Gemara says, Hamani, Mani Masnisen, who's the author of this Mishnah? There's three people. Lo Tana Kama, Velo Rabbi Eliezer, Bar Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It can't be any of them. The Tanya, Karu is HaMegillah Ba'Adar Rishon, if you read the Megillah on Adar Rishon, Vinis Abra HaSheni, and then you made a page, Adar Sheni, Karu Nosa Ba'Adar Sheni. You read the Megillah on Adar Sheni, which is what the Mishnah said. Why? Shekal Mitzvot Shenu Heges B'Sheni, No Heges B'Rishon. Anything you did in month number 2, you could do a month number 1, chutz mimikra Megillah, except for the Megillah. That can't be our Mishnah, because our Mishnah also said Matanos leEvyonim. This Tana Kama only mentions Megillah, so it can't be him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't koronos of Adar Sheni. No, you never read it in Adar Sheni. Why? Shekal mitzvos l'rehages b'sheni, l'rehages b'rishon. Because you can do them in Adar Rishon. That's certainly not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, it has to be Adar Sheni. So it's certainly not ours. And Rav Shir make a little omer Mishir Rav Yossi, Af koronoso ba'Adar Sheni. No, it must be read in Adar Sheni. Shekal mitzvos noheges b'Sheni, ein noheges ba'Adar Rishon. Anything that applies in Sheni does not apply in Adar Rishon at all, except for v'shavin behesped v'tainis shasurim b'zeh o'b'zeh. However, on Purim Rishon, there's no hesped and tainis. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel saying the same thing as the Tanakama. So all the Mepharshim answer, that's not even true. They're not saying the same thing. Right? So the Sfasemes says, the only way to understand this line is that when the Tanakhama said, all mitzvos, can be done in Aleph, except for Megillah, what he meant was Hespet and Tainus. That's what he meant. When the Tanakhama said, everything can be done in Adar Rishon, except for Megillah, what he meant was Hespet and Tainus can be done in Adar Rishon. If that's true, then he gets the same thing as Rishon Megillah. So the Dochek, the Sfasemes himself admits it's a Dochek to say this, but there's no other way to answer this, no other way for this question to make any sense. Anyway, Amar of Papa, no, Seder Parashios Ikibudayu. No, they're arguing about the Dal Parashios. Right? Your Havamina about this Hespet and Tainus is wrong, and they're arguing about the Dal Parashios. The Tanakhama Sarva the Chachila B'Sheni. Really, you should read the Dal Parashios and Adar Sheni. The Ovid Ba'adar Rishon Ovid, Barim Mikra Megillah. But you could do it in Adar Rishon except for Megillah. The Af. Al Gav the Karb Rishon Karb Sheni, and Reb Blazer Reb Yossi Safar Afilu Mikra Megillah V'Chachilu Berishon, and he says, of course, that you could even read the whole thing on Adar Rishon. Everything can be done on Adar Rishon, right? Reb Shemir Megillah Safar Afilu Seder Parashios Ikar Rishon Karb Sheni. If you read them in Adar Rishon, you have to read the Dal Parashios again in Adar Sheni. So we have a three machlokes, and now none of them can be the author of our Mishnah. E Tanakama Kashim Matanos. If it's a Tanakama, this Brisa didn't mention anything about Matanos of Yonim. E Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Kashnai Mikra Megillah. He's totally not consistent with our Mishnah because he said you can read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, and the Brisa said, and the Mishnah says you can read it in Adar Sheni. And E Rishur Megamliel Kasha Teda Parshios. Teda Parshios is wrong because our Mishnah implies you can read the Teda Parshios in Adar Rishon. Rishur Megamliel says you can't. So the Gemara says Laolam Tanakama. Really, the Brisa Tanakama. I Vitana Mikra Megillah. You're right. The Brisa, when he mentioned that everything is done on Adar Rishon except for Megillah, he meant except for Megillah and Matanos of Yonim. He meant that's what he meant. Daha Baha Talia, because they go together. They go together. What? Give a question? One more line. The Brisa will all Shir Mengam Leel. Really, you could say the whole thing is of Shir Mengam Leel. Umasnisin Chasuri Mechsan. It's a Chasuri Mechsan. The Hachi Kitari. This is how it should read. Ain bein Adar arba asar sheva Adar Rishon liyudalat sheva Adar Sheni. There's no difference between the two. Ela mikra Megillah umatanos, except for that. Ha leinyan hespid v'tainis, but regarding hespid and tainis, zevet eshavin. That at least you can't do Adar Rishon. There's no hespid and tainis on Purim Rishon, Purim Katan. V'ilu seder parashios lo mayri, but seder parashios we're not discussing. But I'm mentioning that, and therefore the Mishnah could be both. And now tomorrow we'll continue the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Galil about the Mishnah. And today's shiur was sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shemin, Lazer Chanishmas, Chaya Blima, Bas Mordechai.